present.
Please show the Senator Holman is here. May we stand in prayer.
Shall we pray? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me, guiding, guarding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Without exception, please note the presence of three senators.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 101st legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 101st day be approved as certified.
Objection so ordered. We're down to introduction of guests. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, we have another distinguished guest with us today. Sitting next to the gallery, sitting next to Paul in the gallery, is a gentleman from the North Dakota State Senate, who is one of the featured speakers at this Saturday's League of Women Voters Workshop, Senator Dave Nething. Dave.
Senator, we would be delighted to offer you the courtesy of a few comments, if you wish. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great thrill for me to visit this legislature and to come back to Alaska. I had occasion to work here for two summers back in 1961 and 62. I have a sister that lives here, and we're just having a wonderful time. And we really appreciate your letting the sun shine as you did yesterday.
It's very good to see you. Senator Stimson.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown in attendance.
Yes. Senator Stimson. In case I miss you, I served some years with Howard Bearer, your former speaker, North Dakota. Are the messages from the governor?
Messages of April 22. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill No. 53, an act relating to the point system for driving offenses, Chapter 8. House Bill No. 296, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety and providing for an effective date, Chapter 9, Session Laws 1980. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
The messages from the House?
We have no messages from the House.
Are there communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 111, fishing and hunting license fees and fishing permits, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. And due pass, signing due pass for Senator Bierenkamp, Chairman, Senators Gilman, Eliason, Mulcahy, and Sturgiluski. SB 111 has a further referral to a finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 254, Alaska State Educational Incentive Grant Program, and recommends due pass with an amendment. Signing due pass were Senator Parr, Chairman, Senators Fisher, Kelly, and Stimson. Senator Coletta signed no recommendation. SB 254 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 255, making a special appropriation to the Department of Education, Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, and recommends due pass. Signing due pass were Senator Parr, Chairman, and Senators Fisher, Kelly, and Stimson. Senator Coletta signed no recommendation. SB 255 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill No. 64, SA, Alaska Energy Center. and recommends due pass with amendment. Signing due pass were Senators Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Strzelewski and Mulcahy. Senators Eliason and Gilman signed no recommendation. HB 64 has a further referral to Finance. The Resources Committee considered a committee substitute for House Bill Number 237, Resources, Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senator Strzelewski and Mulcahy signed due pass. Senators Gilman and Eliason signed no recommendation. HB 237 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission, and recommends calendaring with a letter of intent on April 23rd. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Ziegler, and Danforth. This resolution does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee also considers Senate Bill Number 351, Donations of Personal Leave, and recommends it be calendared April 23rd. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Danforth and Ziegler. Senator Ziegler also signed no recommendation. Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. SB 351 appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Any reports to special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Any resolutions for introduction?
We have no resolutions.
And bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill Number 502 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to the development of commercial fish and shellfish species and underutilized species and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 503 by Senators Ferguson, Fahrenkamp, Homan, and Bennett, an act annulling 11 AAC 96060 and providing for an effective date with a letter of explanation.
Is the letter of explanation in any detail?
Not greatly.
Please read it.
An explanation of 11 AAC 96060, April 22, 1981. This regulation requires that a holder of a mining permit post either a personal or corporate surety bond in the amount of $1,000 for a 1 to 3 man operation, $10,000 for a 3 to 10 man operation, and $25,000 for a 10 or more man operation. This date, I contacted the Fairbanks Insurance Company. I was informed that all corporate surety bonding is very hard to get. This regulation seems to place an undue hardship on the state's placer miners and serves to discourage mineral development.
Resources, Finance. The Commerce Committee might just take a quick look at it in passing, because you do have some surety bond responsibility. You may proceed.
Senate Bill Number 504 by Senator Homan, an act making a special appropriation to the city of Akiak for erosion control, providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance. May I see that bill? I think there's been a confusion here. That bill should go to Transportation, waive the previous referral without it. Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 505 by Senator Homan, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of a municipal building in Dillingham, providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 506 by Senator Homan, an act making a special appropriation to the City of Platinum for operating costs of Phase 2 of the Platinum Health Clinic and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 507 by Senator Homan, an act making special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for a development of a Yukon Kuskokwim Fur Trapping Institute and providing for an effective date.
I'm going to provide it for Health, Education, Social Services, Finance. Economic Development Division of Commerce has some interest, so let the chairman look at it.
Senate Bill Number 508 by Senator Homan, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for a pilot program to finance the Nishigaak Fish Producers Cooperative and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
An act making, Senate Bill number 509 by Senator Homan, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Power Authority for the Congiguit Electrification Project and providing for an effective date.
Let me see that bill. Commerce, Labor, Finance.
Senate Bill number 510 by Senators Parr, Gilman, Dankworth, Kelly, Fahrenkamp, Bradley, Coletta, and Sturgiluski. An act making special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for a highway route survey from Prospect Creek to the Amber Mining District and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. First item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 351. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill number 351 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to donations of personal leave and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Sturgiluski, and Dankworth. Senators Sackett, Eliason, and Ferguson signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends calendaring. Signed, Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth and Ziegler. Senator Ferguson and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
On the committee substitute, Senator Sturgiluski.
Yes, I move and ask for the adoption of committee substitute Senate Bill number 351, Finance, and ask for unanimous consent.
Without objection, committee substitute is adopted. The Secretary read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 351, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to donations of personal leave and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 351 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Objections noted. Senator Ray.
Well, Mr. President, I'd like somebody to give me an explanation.
In second read.
Yes, sir, for possible amendments. What I'm concerned with is the donor's rate of pay being converted to cash value at the donee's rate of pay. So if you would have somebody that has a 26 and gives the money to somebody that's a 14, there would be a lot of extra leave in there, and I don't know if that's in the best interest of the legislature or the state.
Yeah, the floor is Senator Sturgiluski.
Yes, Mr. President. Just very briefly, a little bit of background, then speak directly to Senator Ray. It does allow that employees of the legislature or of a legislative agency would be able to donate leave to employees who, for medical reasons, have had their personal leave run out, and it parallels in many ways contracts that exist in the administration. The fact it has no fiscal note, since it allows it strictly a voluntary donation of time for the benefit of another employee, so the only thing involved would be a matter of some bookkeeping. The question of that Senator Ray raises, it's my understanding that this parallels again a contract that are in effect in the administration that allow for this method of determining leave. And it's really one individual who has earned that making a donation to another, and it seems to me that, of course, there's a policy issue there, and I'm not hung on one way or another, but a person earning at one rate could take that, but they, for whatever reasons, wish to make that available to someone else who is perhaps certainly in need of that. So you could conceivably save a few dollars there, and yet the individual giving gives up what is a benefit to him. So I can't speak strongly on that. It just seems an equitable way of handling it, in that it's a voluntary giving up by one to the benefit of someone else who apparently is having a difficult time.
Interpretation then would be, if I might, that if you had twice the salary of another, the other could get 2 days' leave from your salary transfer as a result of a day's leave. Is that right? X and Y. Y has twice the salary of X, gives a day of his leave to X.
It would convert the leave to dollars at the one giving, and would then be converted to leave at the hourly rate of the recipient of the donation. In other words, if they are at a lesser rate, obviously they would receive more in dollars, but somebody gives up that right that they have already earned. So I'm giving to you and you earn less, and it does extend that and converts into more hours of extra time that they would have. I think, yes, that's the way it is, and if there's a policy issue, that certainly is appropriate that this body decide on that.
We ought to decide on what's going on in the administration on this level. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent that we hold this bill one legislative day in second reading.
Without objection, it's held one day. Next item on the daily calendar, House Bill 140. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 140, an act increasing the longevity bonus, was held in second reading from yesterday's calendar.
Senator Ray, excuse me, I thought you were seeking the floor. Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we hold this one additional day. We're in the process of having some amendments drawn up, sir.
There is no objection. House Bill 140 would be held in second reading for one additional day. Mr. Majority Leader?
May we stand at ease for a moment?
We'll be at ease. Can the Senate please come back to order? Mr. Majority Leader?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 be held for one legislative day.
Without objection. Heavy calendar.
That's tomorrow.
Takes us down to unfinished business. Mr. Senator Vic Fisher.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive State Affairs referral of House Bill 366 that has a further referral to finance.
What is the title, if I might be so bold, Senator?
It has to do with housing, purchase of or compensation for ASHA-built housing, or under the Bartlett Act, there was substandard.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there any other items under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs is having a 1:30 meeting this afternoon in the Barron's Building on Senate Bill 299 dealing with elections, Senate Bills 175 and 336 on ethics, 167 dealing with APOC, and 194 nepotism and state employment.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the Transportation Committee, if it isn't canceled or held over one day, will meet at the 1:30 in the Butrovich Room to hear the Boeing Corporation make a presentation and have a confirmation hearing for H.D. Scougal, Alaska Transportation Commission.
Further announcement, committee meeting, Senator Gelman.
Mr. President, the Committee on Regional Affairs will meet in the first floor of the Barron's Building at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We will have Senate Bill 126 relating to labor relations involving teachers and school districts. Senate Bill 240 establishing a program of financial assistance for feasibility studies of proposed boroughs in the unorganized borough. And Senate Bill 422 amending grant limits for certain programs of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Finance Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The surgeons of the Finance Committee will gather again tomorrow morning at 8:30, taking up the developmental budget of what's left of it.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce is going to have a joint meeting with House Labor and Commerce at 1:30 this afternoon in room 118. They will be considering House Bill 159 and Senate Bill 179, an act relating to workman's compensation.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the council meeting that was scheduled, the legislative council meeting that was scheduled for today, will be held over one extra day till tomorrow at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Legislative Council. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, if there is no further business to come before this body, I would move and ask unanimous consent, and we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Adjourn until 10 a.m.